Welcome, everybody. Share number 1131. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha. Lirfu Shalema Sara Fega Bas Leinachama. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, we're talking about flies, bees, and various different insects, how to work with them and so on. We've been talking about the fly. We diversed a little bit last year to talk about the bee. We're going back and forth with bees and flies. Sounds interesting. But in conjunction with some of the halachas we learned a few shiurim ago, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes brings down on page 345 an interesting case. Somebody, let's say there's somebody sitting and eating, and they have a larger plate or whatever the case is, and there's some fly flies onto their food, right? Or part of their food. Let's say part of their food. So what does a person want to do? They want to, or let's say they have a couple of containers in front of them or whatever, and in one of the containers, right, so a fly flies in, there's some leftover food over there, so a person is afraid that the fly shouldn't fly, or maybe a couple of flies fly in, whatever, and it's a small container with some food in it, or a little bit leftover food, and the person is afraid that the fly shouldn't fly out and go on to the other food. He has a few open plates over there, right? So the fly went on into that container with that little bit of food or whatever, fine. So that you'll throw out, you're not going to use it or whatever. But you want to make sure that the fly doesn't get into some of the other food. You have some other open containers there with food or whatever the case is, something along those lines. So he says, an interesting case, that if one sees that flies have infested their food, right, they went into this plate of food or the container of food or whatever, they may not trap them inside. So what does a person want to do, right? They want to put the lid over this little container of food like this. Those couple of flies are not going to go onto the other food that they have in the other plate or they have in the other container. So I'm going to just cover up the lid of this container. So if one sees that flies infested the food, we don't mean infested, we're talking about like they went into a couple of flies, went onto that person's food in one of the containers or the plate or whatever. So the question is, so he says one would not be allowed to trap them inside to protect the rest of the food from being affected, right? I don't want the fly to go in the rest of the containers, the rest of the plates or whatever. However, if the gap, so in conjunction with what we learned from the Ramah, however, and in conjunction with the Ramah and from the Mishnah Berurah, however, if the gap in the cover, right, the person, good, I'll cover the container. But what did the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah said, if you have a little hole or a little space, you don't cover it all the way. However, if the gap in the cover through which they could escape, there's a gap that which they could escape through, whether it's on the cover on top, right, a person put a knife or a spoon in between so it doesn't close all the way, or there might be a little hole in the container or something along those lines, where they just don't put the cover fully on top of the container to keep it fully closed, and there's a little bit of a space where the flies could fly away. And the Mishnah Berurah even the Mishnah Berurah even spoke about if there's a small space whereby it's not so visible possibly for the flies. I'm not quite sure how we could tell what's so visible to the flies, but be it as it may, it's, as long as you have some sort of escape route, right, for the flies, so then one would be allowed to cover that food just to leave a space that they could leave. So however, this is what he says again on page 345, in the Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. However, if there is a gap in the cover through which they could escape, then the person may cover the food. Okay, so that's what he brings it down. He brings it down from our Ramon and the Mishnah Berurah and so on. So it's an important thing to keep in mind, because especially in the warmer months, sometimes you don't even have to be outside. Sometimes people go on a terrace, on a porch, or even inside. They have open windows, and a fly flies in, a couple of flies fly in, and they might go in one of the plates or one of the containers or something along those lines. Right, or it's Shabbos and it's Yom Tov, whatever the case is, and a person, okay, that food is lost, what should I do? The flies all over the food, but I want to make sure they don't go into the other food, so I'll just cover up the container, the plate, or whatever, so one has to be careful if they do that. Number one, not to kill the fly, that you're not allowed to do. You can't kill the fly. And number two, even if they cover it, so then just to make sure that there's some sort of escape route, right, a little space somewhere where the fly could just fly out, and then it would be okay. It wouldn't be a psikresha, and so on. He brings another interesting thing. There's a Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Interesting, on page 345. He brings it actually from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. and Bir Halacha. Okay, we're not going to go quoting all the various different. But be it as it may, he says one may. Let's say somebody trapped something which they're not allowed to. Okay, good. I trapped a fly, right? In a case in time when I'm not allowed to, I close the box all the way or whatever. I put a cup over a fly. It's not going to hurt me. Right? It's not like the bee. So I can't just, if there's a fly flying around, you're not supposed to just put a cup over a fly just for no reason. It's not doing anything. Right? It's, in other words, it's not a harmful insect. So there are various ways to trap it, which we spoke about, right? To leave a space, if you trap it in a box or a utensil, you have to leave a space, you have to leave an opening, like we just spoke about, or in a larger space, but to put a small little cup over a fly, you're not killing it, but you're trapping it, that you're not supposed to do either. But he says, what about, let's say somebody didn't know, they covered the fly with the cup, fine, and the fly can't get out. It's a problem. Now, I was over, you know, okay, be it as a drabbanim, but what should one do? So he says, one may release a trapped animal. Let's say, or a insect for this matter. If one had erroneously trapped an animal on Shabbos or an insect, let's say I trapped this fly, right? I didn't know, and I did it in a way that I'm not supposed to. I put a cup over it or whatever the case is, and there's no reason for me to do it, bechlal, and I trapped it and finished. So that's what he says. If one had erroneously, by mistake, they trapped an, animal, but insect, whatever the case is, on Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter, then they should free it. He says, he brings down from those various different places we spoke about, they should taka free it so that they derive no benefit from it, so that the person will get no benefit from the, because if they trap the fly, so good, so now the benefit I could get, the fly is not going to bother me, it'll be trapped, it'll be more peaceful, whatever the case is, but that's not enough of a reason for a fly. By a bee could hurt somebody, but by a fly, you're not supposed to do that. So let's say somebody didn't know. They trapped a fly, and then they found that, hey, one second, you're not supposed to trap a fly. You could trap a bee, need be, if it shouldn't hurt somebody, but a fly you're not supposed to do. So that's what he says. If by mistake somebody did it, what should they do? And then they found out that they did the wrong thing, so they should taka free it. They should taka free the fly so that the person derives no benefit from it. That'll be trapped. It's not going to bother me or whatever the case is. But he does say, interesting thing. He says, however, the person still must do tshuva, right? Person has no, they didn't have era. It's an important thing to know. I want to say over a story. I once went to I went to a big Talmud Chacham one time on Shabbos. We were discussing some Shabbos shailas, and I asked him a certain shaila which came up. It was going back a long, long time ago, and it was an interesting point. So he said, "Come, let's go look it up." So I said, "Yeah, but it was already, you know, the situation took place and the action was already done. I mean, was it going to help me now? I should have really looked it up, maybe possibly before I did it, whatever." He says, "No, but you have to know, an important point he brought down, but a person has to know if you have to do tshuva, a person did navera, okay, it was by b'shoigig, it was by mistake, whatever the case is, it happens. Yeah, person doesn't know everything. I didn't know the halacha. I did it by mistake, so person still has to know that they have to do tshuva, right? So it's an important thing to keep in mind. It's not just, whatever was. Now, it's not like that. If somebody was over something, even by mistake, you know, you still have to know. You have to do tshuva. That's what it brings down. However, if the person still must repent for their action. So they have to keep that in mind. And a person, even if they did something and they're not sure, they should find out later on, even if it'll never come up again. I'll never be involved in that situation again. But if they feel it was taka what shouldn't be done, you have to find out. And if it was what shouldn't be done, it was by mistake, whatever. B'shoigeg means either I don't know that it's Shabbos, or I don't know that the action is aser, right? So one of those. But still, a tshuva person still has to do. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. But in this case, like he says, if somebody trapped by mistake, just to make sure to let go free the insect in cases whereby they were not supposed to do it. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.